Luke chapter 2, verses 18 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those in whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Thank you, Michael, and good morning, everybody. Happy New Year. My name is Jonjo Burns. If we haven't met before, I'm one of the pastors here, and it's my pleasure to help us unpack what we've just read. As we come to do that, why don't we pray again? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us to this place today where we can sing songs of worship to you, can speak to you in prayer, can love one another in fellowship, and can hear from your word to us, the Bible. In this next part of our time together now, please be helping us to focus and to understand what you're saying to us through this passage. Amen. Well, congratulations! You made it! 2022, done and dusted. Now, bring on 2023, which all the news reports are saying is going to be a peaceful, economically stable year with perfect weather every day. Well, not quite. That's not really what they're saying, is it? That's the thing with the news, isn't it? A lot of the time, it kind of sucks. It sucks the joy, the fun, the peace out of life, and it leaves us informed, sure, but feeling concerned, anxious about the state of our world. In today's passage, we see some people getting some news. What's their news? How do they respond to it? Well, let's jump in and find out. Let's look at what their news is, what their response is, and what it means for us today in 2023. Our passage today starts by introducing some new characters to the real Christmas story. And that's what we've been looking at over the past few months now, the real Christmas story. And today we see some characters who are receiving the news. The news. Let's reread verses 8 to 12 and remind ourselves of what's going on. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." The new characters we're being introduced to here are some shepherds. Shepherds are people who look after sheep. And these shepherds were just doing their job when suddenly they're interrupted by an angel. Now, we've seen angels a few times already in the real Christmas story. And whenever they've appeared, they've always brought a message from God. They've brought some piece of news, some piece of information. And so by now, whenever we see an angel appear, we should be thinking, oh, what message are they going to bring? What news do they have? What news is this angel bringing? Well, we don't get to it straight away. Because what we've also seen so far in the real Christmas story is that almost every time an angel appears, the first thing they have to say to the people they appear to is, don't be afraid. It seems like for most people, seeing an angel freaks them out. And I personally think that's a very understandable reaction. This is what happens here with the shepherds as well. They're out doing their job, living their lives, when boom, an angel of the Lord appears to them and the glory of the Lord shines around them. They panic. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to guard the sheep from whatever this is. They don't even know what this is. And they are terrified. The angel, though, says their usual opening line, don't be afraid. And then they get to the news. Well, kind of. Before they get to the news itself, the angel says what kind of news it is. They say that they are bringing good news that will cause great joy for all the people. This is the type of news, good news that will cause great joy for all the people. That's quite a claim. I mean, I don't know if you've ever read the comments section of an online news article, but there doesn't seem to be any news out there that brings great joy to all people. There's always someone who will find something to complain about, even if it's the best news story ever. Like if there was a news story about how a dog ran into the ocean to save a drowning child, if you read enough comments beneath that article, there would be somebody who was saying, well, why was the dog on the beach in the first place? Why was the child allowed in the water if they couldn't swim? Oh, some people. No, it seems like very little is good news for all people. But here the angel is saying that the news they have is good news that will cause great joy for all people. And by now we're wondering, what is it? What is the news? Well, the angel goes on to tell the shepherds that today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This is the news. This is the good news. A Saviour has been born, the Messiah, the Lord. Now, some of you might be sitting there going, oh, good, yes, oh, good news, yes, a Saviour, the Messiah, the Lord. Oh, very, very good. One question. What do those words mean? That's fair enough. Let's explain what's going on here. What we have in this good news are three titles. A Saviour, the Messiah, and the Lord. Let's unpack each of them. The first title, a Saviour, is speaking about one who saves. One who saves. So in our hypothetical news story from a moment ago, the dog saved the child, and so the dog is the child's saviour, technically speaking. Normally we use the word for people rather than for animals, but you get the idea. A saviour is one who saves. And so this child that has been born, that the good news is telling us about, is a saviour, meaning that this child will save people from something, somehow. That's the first title, saviour. The second title is the Messiah. Now, for those of you who have been with us since the beginning of the Real Christmas Story series, you might remember that we've already looked at this title before. And so the question becomes, can you remember what it means? Okay, I'll help you out. A few weeks ago, we were setting the scene for the Real Christmas Story, and we looked at how in the Old Testament, God's chosen people were given a promise of an age to come where people from all nations would know God, would relate to him properly, and would be blessed. Now, this same age would be a time when justice would be done, when all those who opposed God would be dealt with, and God would fix all the brokenness that exists in the universe. It was an age of justice, blessing, everything made right. And as the people waited for this time to come, it became known as the Messianic Age. And they expected that one person would come who would start this age. They called this person the Messiah. And so that's what this second title means. The Messiah is the one chosen to bring about an age of justice, blessing, and everything made right. The Messiah. Then we have our third title, the Lord. The Lord. This title speaks about having authority. People can be lords. People today are still lords. In fact, you can go online and make yourself a lord for just $44 if you really want to. But people today are lords, which means that they have power over something. They have control. They have authority over something. Here, however, this child is called the Lord. They're not just any old Lord, they're the Lord. And as we see in the rest of this child's life, he's not just Lord over something, he's Lord over everything. He has power and control over all things. He has all authority. Now, the one who has power and authority over all things is God. And so for someone to be the Lord means that they are also God. This title then means that this child that has been born is God. This child is the Lord with power over all things. A Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. This is the child that has been born. This is the angel's good news. This is the angel's good news, and it raises some questions. But before we get to those questions, though, let's have a break from me just speaking at the front. And why don't you take a chance to speak with one another? Turn around to the people sitting near you, introduce yourself, and answer this question. What's some good news that you've heard recently? What's some good news that you've heard recently? It doesn't have to be related to the angels' good news. It could be any good news you've heard. But let's spread some good news. Turn around, introduce yourself. You only have 30 seconds, so make it quick. Go. Okay, that's your time up there, your 30 seconds. Come back together. Well done. I'm not sure what your good news was. Hopefully there was plenty of it. But here's the angel's good news again. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. The angel says that this is good news. And then they go on to say that this good news is going to bring great joy. Great joy. How is it going to bring great joy? Well, it's going to bring great joy because the angel's good news is the good news of Christianity, which is the best news in the world. Those three titles, Savior, Messiah, Lord, reveal that God himself has come to earth as a child, and that he's come to save people and to bring about an age of justice, blessing, and everything made right. This is the good news of the angel. This is the news of Christianity. This is good news of great joy. We are saved, and a new age where everything is made right has begun. But this raises some questions. How are we saved? what are we saved from? If this is the new age of justice, blessing, and everything made right, why is there so much still wrong in the world? Good questions. Let's look at them. Let's start by answering, what are we saved from? What are we saved from? The good news of Christianity is that God has come to earth and has saved us from sins. Sins are times when we've rejected God and chosen to live our lives as though he doesn't exist. Doing this ruins our relationship with God. Not only that, it's responsible for all of the other brokenness that we see and experience in the world around us too. This is what God saves us from then, our broken relationship with him. He chooses to forgive us and restore the relationship instead of punish and reject us. How does he save us? He does it through this child that is born in the good news, the Savior. This child, who is Jesus, lives a perfect life, but then chooses to take the punishment that we deserve for our sins on himself so that we don't have to. As a result of that, he dies. He dies in our place. But because he's the Lord, he has power and authority over all things, he rises from the dead, defeating it and removing its power over our lives. So then, it's through Jesus' death and resurrection that we are saved from our sins. But if Jesus is meant to bring about a new age of justice, blessing, and everything made right, then why is so much still wrong in the world today? Well, that's because this new age is still yet to come in full. Jesus brought about the beginning of this new age through his death and resurrection, because now we're able to have a restored relationship with God, which enables us to have life to the full and life forever. But one day Jesus will return and will bring justice, blessing, and a new world where everything is right. One day this promised age will come in full, but it's not in full yet. This news of forgiveness, of salvation, and of the beginning of a new age is why this good news should bring us such great joy. The angel brings good news of great joy, and note as well who it's for. This is good news of great joy for all people. All people. For people of all ages, for people from every country, from every religious background. This is good news of great joy for you. This news is great joy for all people. And so the question then becomes, how are you going to respond to this news? How are you going to respond to this good news that is great joy for you? Our passage looks at a few responses to the good news. Let's look at them. But as we do, keep this question in mind. How are you going to respond to the good news? The first response that we see in our passage is the heavenly response. The heavenly response. Look again at verses 13 and 14 with me. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The angels announce the good news, and then suddenly a whole bunch of other angels appear and they praise God. They praise God. They say that God is worthy of all glory. That is all praise, all honor. And they say that peace will come to everyone on whom God's favor rests. Now, what does that mean, those on whom his favor rests? Well, simply put, it means all those who respond appropriately to this news. God's good news is for all people, but only those who respond to it appropriately will experience the peace that's being spoken about here. Again, we saw this a few weeks ago when we looked at how one of the results of God's mercifully forgiving our sins is that he will guide us in the path of peace. We saw that when we looked at the story of John. That's what the angels are saying here, but their main focus is on praising God. They give God honor and they worship him because of what he's done and because of who he is. The way the angels praise here, it's almost like they can't contain it any longer. Throughout this preaching series so far, we were waiting and waiting and waiting for Jesus to be born. And then last week, finally, we could celebrate. Jesus is born. Hooray. These angels, though, have been waiting for even longer than that. We've only been waiting since the end of November. These angels have been waiting for at least 9 months. And now Jesus has been born and the shepherds have been told and they just burst out in praise of God. It's like when a child is born. Now, for those of you who are parents, how did you spread the news when your children were born? I've heard that in the old days, once the child was born, the dad would rush to the payphone and call all the relatives and make sure that the good news was spread. Today it's pretty much the same, except you just take a picture and you send it on WhatsApp or WeChat. But this news still, you still want to spread the news. When we have good news, we want to celebrate it. We want to share it. We want to tell others. And if the news is really good, we just can't contain ourselves. And this is what we see with the angels here. They burst out in songs of praise, giving glory to God for what he's done. That's the first response we see, the heavenly response. The second response we see is the shepherd's response. The shepherd's response. Let's read again from verse 15. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Do you see any similarities in the two responses? Between the heavenly response and the shepherd's response? They do different things, but they end up at the same place. The shepherds seem to get over their initial shock and terror, and they now realize the significance of the good news that they've been told. And they realize that it's such a big deal, they have to investigate it immediately. And so they hurry off to see if it's true. They go, they see baby Jesus, and then they tell others what they have heard about this child. They don't keep the good news to themselves, they share it with others. And everyone who hears it is amazed. After they've gone and seen and shared, then they return to their jobs, to their lives, but they do so praising and glorifying God. Just like the angels and the heavens did before, the shepherds ultimately respond to this good news by glorifying and praising God as well. It may have taken them a little longer. They had to go and see what had happened with their own eyes first. But eventually, the shepherds also praise and glorify God for what he has done in this baby. This is the heavenly response and the shepherd's response to this good news. And so it brings us back to our question from earlier. How are you going to respond to this good news? Now, I recognize that there are lots of people here today, and it would be silly to think that we would all have the same response to the news. So what response are you going to have? Because everyone should have at least some response, even if it isn't the same response. If today is your first time hearing this news, then you need to respond, either by accepting it as true or rejecting it as false. You need to make some response to what God has done for us through Jesus, our Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. For what it's worth, I encourage you to accept it as true, because it is true. Respond with belief and ask God to forgive your sins through Jesus. If you want to know more on how to do that, then speak to one of the regulars after this service is finished. If you have heard the good news before and you've chosen to reject it, then I encourage you to respond today by working out why you've rejected it. Why you've rejected it. Perhaps you already know why and you can clearly articulate it. That's a good start. But if you can't, if you don't know why, well, if you've rejected it because it just feels weird or something doesn't sit right, then I encourage you to work out why you're rejecting such good news and be able to put it into words. As you work out your reason, though, make sure that it's related to the news itself. Often people can reject the good news of Christianity because they don't like Christian people or they don't like the church. But that's not what should be driving our response to the news itself. But once you have your reason for rejecting the good news, then reconsider it in light of what we've been looking at today and see if it still stands. If it does still stand, then I'd love to hear what your reason is, so come and chat with me afterwards. And if you've heard this good news before and you've accepted it, then here's two ways for you to respond. Firstly, don't forget it. Don't forget it. It's easy at a time of year like Christmas to keep the good news of Jesus in our minds. There are literally Christian songs playing in all the shops. But it's important for us to remember the good news of Jesus throughout the rest of the year as well. And so as another year begins, make sure you keep the good news in your mind the whole year. How? Well, we're about to remember it together in just a moment by celebrating communion. But you might also like to do small things in your life to help you remember the good news. You might like to set a recurring reminder on your phone to pop up once a day, saying something like, "The good news," or "Jesus saves." That would keep it in your mind. Or you might like to write that down on a little bit of paper and then stick it on your bathroom mirror so you can see it every time you brush your teeth. And you see it twice a day, if you're a good brusher. You can think of other creative ways, I'm sure. But keep it in your mind. Don't forget the good news. That's the first response. The second response, if you've accepted the good news, is the same as the angels and the shepherds. The second response is to praise and glorify God. We don't just want to know the good news and keep it in our minds. We want the truth of the good news to impact what we do, how we live our lives. And so in our lives, we want to praise and glorify God. Indeed, that's our mission here at Baptist Community Church Burwood. That's why we exist. Guided and empowered by the Holy Spirit, our mission as a church is to glorify God by living as Jesus' followers and witnesses. And so, as we begin 2023, let's strive to live out our mission together, to glorify God in all that we do by living as Jesus' followers and witnesses. What does that look like, you might be asking? Well, that's what our vision tells us. Glorifying God for us as a fellowship looks like learning more about the good news. That might be regularly reading the Bible, attending services and Bible studies to learn more about God, doing your own learning from reliable sources. That's ways we can glorify God. It looks like us sharing the good news. So making sure that people in our classes, our workplaces, our friendship circles know that we're Christian, taking every opportunity we can to share the good news with them. It looks like us loving people both in and beyond our community, having one another around for meals, developing genuine friendships that go deeper than Sunday morning chit-chat, supporting the food bank and other charities in our local area. It looks like us depending on God, bringing every area of our individual lives to God in prayer, but also bringing our church life to God in prayer as well, and praying for those in our local area who don't know Him yet. And it looks like us worshiping God as well, rejoicing and praising God for who He is and what He's done through music, poetry, art, writing, whatever form it may take. These are ways that we can glorify God in our lives. If you've accepted the good news of Jesus, remember it and use it as a reason to praise and glorify God. There are many different ways to respond to the good news of Jesus. I've only outlined three just now. But the question stands, how are you going to respond to this news? How are you going to respond to this good news of great joy for all people? News isn't always good, but this time it is. This is good news. This is great news of salvation, of life, of hope. Praise and glorify God for the birth of Jesus, which is good news for all. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this good news that You have given us. News of a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. We thank You for Jesus, for His birth, for His life, for His death and rising from the dead, through which we can have a restored relationship with You. We pray that as we start this year, we would be responding appropriately to this news. Help us to accept it and to remember it. Help us to praise and glorify You in all that we do. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.